Mark Shepherd with us, our Fremont Public Schools superintendent. Welcome. Nice to have you here.
Well, good morning. Glad to be here.
Good morning.
We're talking, I suppose we can talk COVID. There's really not much to talk about there, but it would be good to bring up the numbers just in case.
You know, I think we have really good news on the COVID front. This week, we have not had a single student or staff member out due to a positive COVID test.
That's great.
Yeah.
You know, we go back all the way to the beginning of the 2020-21 school year. The very first day was the last time that we had no students or staff out.
Wow.
So that's pretty phenomenal.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think there's a lot of indications that are leaning towards hopefully the pandemic is moving into an endemic stage, mm-hmm. and we'll be looking more like influenza moving forward as opposed to a pandemic. So. I'm not going to say knock on wood, but I think, you know, we have to continue to mind our P's and Q's. There will be cases still. It's a virus. It's still out there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if students are sick, staff are sick, they need to stay home. If they have a fever greater than 100 degrees, they need to stay home till they're fever free for 24 hours. And that would be exactly what we do with the influenza or the flu.
Mm-hmm.
And then if they are waiting for results of a test, they need to stay home until they get those results. Because I think as we look at, you know, over this past school year and even last school year, the situations where our numbers started to increase, we had people not doing that.
Right. Yeah, they would come to school instead. I know... Well, I want to move past that.
Absolutely.
So
we all do.
The school bond issue information, man, you guys are moving forward, aren't you? You've got your architects working hard.
We do. BVH Architects, along with Morrissey Engineering and the other consultants, are working through the design process. They continue to develop the what's called the schematic design phase of the project. A couple of the projects, they've already developed the schematic design. They've sent those out to get pricing so that they can identify, are we within budget? Do we need to make some adjustments? Mm-hmm. Where are we? And then they move into design development. And design development is where they really get in and design every intricate detail, outline the equipment, outline every aspect of the projects. And our Board of Education Facilities Committee yesterday got an update on where we are with the Career Technical Education Center at the mm-hmm. high school, the elementary school sites and how those lay out. Also kind of the exterior massing. You know, mm-hmm. when you take a building from one side of a block or one side of a property and move it to the other side, you want to make sure that it's still going to fit within the neighborhood. So we got a look at that yesterday. Milliken Park and the Lenahan design, those are probably the furthest along. Those will be some of the first projects bid. Those, as a reminder, are not being paid for with the bond funds, but they're being paid for with the CARES Act money, where we were given some an opportunity through some federal funding through the CARES Act to be able to enhance our indoor air quality. Mm-hmm. And so those two projects were identified for that purpose, and so we continue to work through that. This last week, BVH submitted to Hausman Construction, the construction manager for the high school project, the schematic design plans, and it's about a 96-page document that goes in and outlines all the work to be completed. And then Hausman is now working, and they will continue to work over the next probably month and a half on getting pricing so that we can really identify, you know, mm-hmm. where are we, and also working on the schedule. And that project will be a little tricky because we're going to be working while students are in session.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, that does make it a little more difficult. As far as the wells and such, has that already been done, the testing?
They're doing the testing, I think, this week. And then they'll begin. There's going to be a bid package that will go out mm-hmm. To get the wells underway. Obviously, we need to wait until at the high school spring sports are done. Because the wells are right now scheduled to go underneath the current football field at the high school.
Mm-hmm.
And then over at Milliken Park, they'll actually be over onto the city property just south of the school. So
okay.
That will actually be probably the first bid package, and that work will start, you know, this spring.
Okay. We had some good news this week. The girls' state basketball,
yeah.
We'll have Fremont Tigers in there.
Yeah, they got in there. They beat Kearney on Tuesday night. So now they'll advance to the state tournament next week. And their first game is scheduled for next Monday evening at 6 o'clock at Pinnacle Bank Arena. where they'll take on Pius X from Lincoln.
Yeah, that's always been that Pius. Well, we started the season off that way, and we with the loss. So then it was like, oh, so it made me think: is that really a good draw? But he's telling me it is.
It is okay. Good.
I think it's a good draw. You mm-hmm. know, we've split with Pius this year. We played them the first game right out of the chute. It was actually their second game. They had played a Hall of Fame scrimmage, and so you know. I think the good news is the girls rebounded after that game and came back and beat Pius X in the Heartland Athletic Conference tournament. And so I think it's a good draw. Next round would have us, if we can be successful against Pius, then the winner of Lincoln High and
Bellevue East.
Uh-huh. Oh, boy.
Very good.
Yeah.
And so we played both of those as well. Mm-hmm. And Lincoln High came back from a pretty big deficit to beat us here at Albaugh Gymnasium, and then we also, you know, took care of business the night we played Bellevue East.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tickets are available. You have to go to NSAA's website, right?
Yeah, tickets, it's a little different than years past. Tickets are only electronic, so you go onto their website, okay. And they'll have, I believe, the ability to purchase them at the event as well, but for the most part, they want you to purchase them in advance and then just bring them in on your phone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one other thing that we'd like to mention is Archbishop Bergen girls are also at state mm-hmm. tournament, so we wish them well. They've done a great job over the years as well, and, you know, it's fun to see two Fremont teams down at the state tournament.
Yeah, yeah, that makes it easier for people to cheer for both. Right. Next week, maybe not so much as usual.
Yeah, it's a little different format where Class A will play Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on the girls' side. And so I think right now, as we continue to progress through the tournament, it would be 6 o'clock on Monday night, 7:45 on Tuesday night, and then 6 o'clock, provided we can get to the championship game on mm-hmm. Friday night.
Yep.
Wow.
Musical is also almost, it is upon us, really.
Mm-hmm. It is upon us. Yeah. March 10th, 12th, and 13th. I know I heard Mark Harmon, our musical mm-hmm. director in here mm-hmm. on the radio on Tuesday, talked about they decided to schedule it in such a way so that.
That was perfect.
Everybody could make it down to Lincoln as well.
Except Chris Walls. He can't go.
I can't go to the games. I'm a jinx, remember?
He's a jinx.
So. I heard Coach Kelly Flynn pretty much banished you.
And you're not going to any games. You can listen.
Yeah, I'm not sure about Senator Lynn Walls.
We that's probably your good luck charm there.
Yeah. So we'll see how that all works out. But the musical tickets are on sale. You need to go to our website, www.fremonttigers.org. Go to the high school page and purchase your tickets today. Those, as I mentioned, will be the musical this year will be March 10th, 12th, and 13th. And I know you had a group of students that were mm-hmm. in here along with Mark Harmon. They talked about Oklahoma and the musical. I was waiting for Sherry to break into song.
Oh, no.
No?
No.
Not
what was the other song?
Oklahoma.
Very
there
good.
We go.
Yeah, what was the song, Cade?
Oh, yeah, In the Slurry.
Yeah.
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 There you go.
That's a good song, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good one.
So very talented students, and it's always fun to see our students perform, whether on the athletic field,
mm-hmm.
on the cross-country course, mm-hmm. In the gymnasium, but also down on the other end of the building in the auditorium.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Super talented students and just a great opportunity for people to, you know, experience a little bit of theater right here in Fremont.
Yep. Yeah, right. For sure. Well, Mark, thank you. We appreciate you coming in once again. Give us an update on everything that's happening over at Fremont High, and good luck as we start off Monday. We'll be there right with them.
Absolutely. Thank you. And thank you so much for your coverage all year as well.
Yeah,
absolutely.
You guys did a great job, and that's, you know, for a lot of people, that's their opportunity to be able to, you know, experience.
Get involved.
Mm-hmm. Basketball. Mm-hmm. So hopefully, we'll have a great showing down there. I always get a kick out of coming on the way down and coming back. It reminds me of the movie Hoosiers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Headlights all the way.
Yes.
So that's
yes.
Fun.
That is
that's
cool.
Awesome. Yeah. Thanks so much, Mark.